The legislature's joint fiscal office says efficiencies gained through consolidating districts are expected to save between $32 million and $54 million a year. Critics complained that the bill merely tinkers with Vermont's educational system and that more fundamental reforms are needed. Backers say the bill takes several steps to address voters' concerns about rising property taxes. The bill won preliminary approval on an 88-55 roll call. It's up for final approval on Thursday before moving to the Senate. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.